Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. And by the Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest this evening will be Barry Stockhammer, the general manager of the Long Beach Armada, Tom Reeves, the city prosecutor of the city of Long Beach, and Gene Rotondo, owner of Legends Sports Bar. I'd also like to welcome the Press Telegram as a title sponsor of Straight Talk. Over the next year, you'll have a chance to meet some of the men and women that bring the paper to you each day. The paper sometimes being referred to as the Daily Miracle. I'd also like to welcome the Long Beach Armada as a sponsor of Straight Talk. And joining us now is the general manager of the Long Beach Armada, Barry Stockhammer. Barry, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art. Great to be here.
Well, it's great to have minor league baseball back in Long Beach. And tell us your vision of the Long Beach Armada.
Well, we're excited to be here. The vision for the Long Beach Armada is to present the great fans of Long Beach with terrific competitive baseball entertainment at low prices. And the presentation is all about families. We want kids, we want families to come out to the ballpark and just enjoy a good, wholesome, all-American outing at your local stadium, which is Blair Stadium. As you know, because you've been there many times, it is one of the great ballparks in America.
Blair is a beautiful field. Long Beach has a long tradition of baseball. And I personally am so glad that that minor league baseball is back in town. And you have a great product. The kids love it. They run around. You have a great mascot. The hot dogs are reasonably priced. The tickets are reasonably priced. And this team really deserves your support. Let me show some pictures. We were there July 3rd. And I took some pictures. We gave out 500 pens, Straight Talk pens, because we're a sponsor of the Armada. And you had a sellout crowd that day on Sunday, July 3rd. And here's our production assistant, Barry, with your delightful mascot, RBI. I call him a duck, but he's really a parrot. And, of course, as a sponsor, we have a sign out there in left field.
Great to have you aboard, Art. And that was a sellout. We're proud. That night was one of the biggest crowds in Blair Field history. And that goes hand in hand with opening night, where we set the all-time record of 3,479. So the fans have been great in coming out. And we have a lot of baseball yet to play all the way through the end of August.
Well, the next day, July 4th, front page color photo. It was a wonderful fireworks show, and it was a great event. And I think you really did yourself a world of good by penetrating the consciousness of the community and putting on a quality product.
Well, it's very, very important to our ball club to reach out into the community in meaningful ways, not only to offer great family entertainment at the ballpark. Family of four can attend for as little as $12 by showing their Vons card, but in the community, we're reaching out through reading programs, and we really want to get entrenched in a very meaningful way that touches all members of Long Beach.
As many of our viewers know, there have been minor league teams here before. They all did a pretty good product. Kids loved it, but for a variety of reasons, it didn't last. But your league has a different business model, the Golden Baseball League, of which the Armada is a part. The league owns all the teams, and you're very well capitalized.
Yeah, there's very good funding. It's owned by one entity. And there's a long-term vision, and Long Beach fits squarely into that vision. As you know, there's four teams in California, three in Arizona, and then we have a Japanese team, all-professional Japanese team playing. It's the first time in baseball history something like that's happened.
And I saw that one of those opening night was the Japanese team, yeah. Well, I predict that you and the Armada are going to be very successful in this town because you're offering something the town needs and wants. And your management team is first rate, and we want to encourage all of our viewers to go out and give them a try. Blair Field, it's right here in Long Beach. It's a beautiful, to me, it's almost a mystical park. It's like Field of Dreams at night with those trees and everything. And you have an exciting series coming up with San Diego. who has Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle for first place because Armada has won 8 out of their last 9 games, so they're on a roll. And manager Darrell Evans has got these guys really motivated. And it's a great brand of baseball. It's comparable to AA baseball. And, you know, one other thing about all our players, they're all pursuing a dream. They want to hopefully get to the major league someday. So they're out there working as hard as they can, getting their uniforms
ready. And what I love personally is there's no attitude on the team. They just, it's a team effort. They want to win. And you don't have these multi-million dollar contract holdouts and all that. These guys are happy to be playing, happy to have the chance.
You know, Art, they all live in Long Beach and surrounding areas, so they're involved in the community. You'll see them at the supermarket, in the schools,
sure,
the hospitals, etc. So we're a club that's getting involved in the community.
And there's great entertainment between innings with contests and giving out prizes. It's really a lot of fun for it. It's great, wholesome family entertainment. And Ricky Henderson is coming July at San Diego, July 26th to the 28th, and you're giving out bobbleheads.
Bobbleheads to the first 1,000 fans the first night and the first 500 the other two nights. So it's a chance to see a little bit of baseball history because Ricky's going straight into the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
And a chance for Long Beach fans to see him up close.
And we'll be there on Tuesday night, July 26th, also giving out, for the first 500 fans, 500 Straight Talk guest appearance pens. In addition to the bobbleheads.
And Art, we have something for you, which makes you an official member,
okay,
official honorary manager of the Long Beach Armada. Here's a baseball cap. Wear it in good health.
Thank you so much. I will, and I'll wear it to the game for sure. Now, many of our viewers who don't know this, but our guest has a very distinguished background with the Dodgers, when the Dodgers were owned by the O'Malley family, and they really dominated the airwaves and the consciousness of the city of Los Angeles and surrounding communities. And Barry, you were responsible principally for the Think Blue campaign.
We started that some 20 years ago, and it's one of the campaigns that just seems to have broken through, and it's as much about, I guess, Dodger baseball as anything. But the O'Malleys did a first-class job of operating Dodger Stadium. There just was no ownership group that could match them.
Well, it proves to me the importance of ownership and the quality people that you have owning this league and running your team and all, I think, forebode well for the future of the Armada and for the league.
Thank you.
30 seconds left, Barry, to say whatever you want.
Well, we want to invite all the fans in Long Beach to come out. Bring mom, bring dad, bring the kids, because you'll have, baseball fans have a passion for the game, and what our brand of baseball allows you to do is just capture those childhood memories, create memories for the future. It's a great tradition.
Give it a try, and Barry's out there at the end of the game, shaking hands, thanking people for coming. You can say hello to Barry. Tell him you saw him on Straight Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.